dive deep into the stories the mainstream media won't touch. This is the American Journal.
All right, welcome back, folks. Love hearing from Greg Reese. Love being a part of this organization that has folks like Greg Reese. And I'll tell you, out of all of the successes InfoWars has had, out of all of the troubled waters that Alex Jones has navigated this ship through, all of the correct decisions that have had to be made, right? It's one of those things where if you want to win, you got to make the correct decision every time. Losing only takes one mistake. You got to make the correct decision every single time if you want to take it all the way to victory. And of all the things, out of all of the wild and unexpected successes that InfoWars has had through its long and storied history, the people here has to be at the top of the achievement chart. The quality and intelligence and rigor of the people that work here is truly something to behold. And it's, if you've ever worked a job, you know how hard it is. I don't know if there's any other job I've ever experienced where you're just 100% of the people at the office are exactly who you'd want to be there at any point. Like, usually you're lucky if there's like one other person in the office that you can stand in your job who's competent and like takes responsibility for their work and, you know, goes above and beyond. That's such a rare thing. Somehow, and through the messaging and the atmosphere and spirit that InfoWars gives off and the people that attracts, and then the vetting process and the strenuousness, the what it takes just to work here, and you know, people can't handle it, they get weeded out pretty quick. But everybody, from the content creators to the people behind the scenes, the people that run the website, everybody here really is the best in their field, and that includes Greg Reese, of course. And that's another thing about InfoWars, is it's not just my show, you know, it's not just the American Journal and Alex Jones and the War Room with Owen Schroyer and all of, you know, the crews that it takes to put all of this together, but it's all of the content creators at Bandai Video, Greg Reese, John Bown, Brian Wilson. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's all brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com, which also, by the way, means we don't take money from anybody, really. We've had to a few times in the past, and we've made that public because we make everything public, because we're totally above board 100% of the times, because we realized early on, Alex Jones realized, the deception that the powers that be are willing to unleash, the lengths they're willing to go. And so by making InfoWars upfront, totally clear, totally transparent in the way that we do business, in the way that we make money, and the fact that if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a product there, you are our sole source of funding, you and the other InfoWarriors that support us. We really do thank you, and we really do implore you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase, make a donation, do whatever you can to keep us afloat, because you know, we're just moving from the frying pan into the fire. We're moving from one obstacle course to the next. As if it's God's will, we will, you know, soon have made it through the gauntlet of the lawsuits, and hopefully we'll be able to keep operating. I mean, that's all still up in the air, as far as I know. But should we make it through this, we're going to be immediately set upon by the DOJ and others. And we were talking about this on Moonbase Live last time, my friend John and I, and just wondering, like, was maybe the lawsuit was like lucky? Maybe because, you know, the bankruptcy happened and all the financial stuff at InfoWars had to be aired in court. Like, nobody can say that we're taking money from foreign powers anymore. Like, they can't even make that claim anymore because we've gone through the bankruptcy and proven where our money comes from, and it's from people going to InfoWarsStore.com. So maybe, who knows, as we're, you know, cursing the fact that we have to be hobbled like this at the same time, you never know. You never know what could have happened in a different timeline. Either way, go to InfoWarsStore.com to make sure that we're here to fight another day.